Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today, we get to hang out with some teddy bears and play some baseball with the story, The Roosevelt Bears Play Baseball, from the book More About the Roosevelt Bears, written by Seymour Eaton. Last week, we visited the local ballpark two nights in a row. If you are driving down M59 in Utica, Michigan, you will see on the north side of the road Jimmy John's Field. This is the home of the United Shore Professional Baseball League. This is just a very small league, as there are only four teams in the league, and they play each other all summer long. Let me relate the events of these two games. Our first game was on Thursday, and we went down to see the Beavers play the Unicorns. During the game, the billboard that was next to the stadium kept flashing the message that you could meet the Mammoths on Friday. So John said he wanted to go, since that is our favorite team that plays at Jimmy John's Field. Late in the game, a foul ball was hit that went over the grandstands and into the parking lot behind the stadium. On our way out, my wife said she had to use the bathroom. We stopped, and as we were waiting for her, we happened to look out into the parking lot, and there was the ball, sitting in the parking lot. We went and got it after my wife was finished, and we brought it with us to Friday's game. That was a fun game, since it was a guy's night. It was just me, John, my dad, and my father-in-law. Before the game, they had the Mammoths doing autographs for the fans. Like I said, we brought that ball with us and pretty much got the whole team to sign that ball. It was pretty cool. The whole game, we kept looking at the ball to see which of the starting lineup we had on that ball, and I think we were only missing one or two. So that's how we got to today's story. I guess this introduction counts as a double story. You guys are so lucky, you just got a bonus story. I hope that if you are a baseball fan, you can get out and enjoy some baseball this summer. We have already gone to two games, and we already have a third one planned. It makes it nice when things are geared towards families like at Jimmy John's Field. And this is what I've always tried to do with this podcast. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The Roosevelt Bears Play Baseball. The Bears were invited by Muddy Pete to go with him to an east side street to visit children who never see either grass or field or flower or tree. They loaded up like old Saint Nick, with bundles piled on high and thick, bouquets of flowers for children sick, and toys and candy for those at play, and 100 other things folks say who saw them on the street that day. They went around from door to door where bears had never been before, climbed flights of stairs and bumped their heads to cheer up lads who were sick in beds, threw bouquets into windows high and picked nice toys and let them fly, and candy boxes and twigs of green wherever boys and girls were seen. But the jolliest sport of the day began when they met an organ grinder man with a monkey trained to act the clown and pick up pennies boys throw down. Teddy G asked the man if he could go with his monkey band for an hour or so. Teddy B said he the troop would join and see that rich folks shelled out coin. He'd give the monkey double pay, 5 cents an hour for half a day, and the organ man may go, said they, and join some other kind of play. Or if you're tired, the two bears said, go home for the day and go to bed. We'll use your organ and monkey clown and pay you half a dollar down and $2 more when we are through and return your band as good as new. With help from Cribs and Muddy Pete, we'll find our way from street to street. This bargain made, the bears set out to give the children roundabout and old folks too along the street the funniest kind of music treat. Teddy G took the crank and just for fun made marches dance and two steps run. And polkas gallop and waltzes race and street songs step at a lively pace. While Teddy B climbed up on top of the music box stood on its prop and threw the monkey and made him yell and caught him every time he fell. A boy got a drum for Muddy Pete and Cribs danced round on two hind feet and all five laughed and cheered and sang and made things go with slip and bang. The crowd of children filled the square. 500 boys and girls were there, and scores of men stopped work to see the tricks of Teddy's B and G. Nickels enough and quarters too, and silver dollars not a few, were collected that day by the players four to give a fresh air week down by the shore to boys and girls a score or more who had never seen the sea before. The afternoon was good and hot, and the bears sat down in a vacant lot to count their cash and rest their feet and eat some lunch with Muddy Pete. They returned to the organ grinder man, his music box and collection can, and his monkey clown and some money too, just as he bargained they should do. They gave the monkey an extra dime for working 2 hours overtime, and a box of nuts as a special treat, the kind that monkeys like to eat. 7 boys came over to where they sat with bags of sand and ball and bat and baseball gloves and masks of wire and asked if they, the bears, could hire. We're going to play, a lad spoke up, the Bowery 9 for a silver cup, and we're short 2 men, good players they, but they couldn't come to the game today. And the Bowery 9, another said, are bigger boys by half a head, and good at bat and quick to run, they beat us last time 2-1. They don't play fair, said another lad. They'll count all balls both good and bad. They claim a foul when I made a base, and when I objected, they slapped my face. The Bowery 9, said Teddy B, is the kind of 9 I'd like to see. We'll join the team and run the game and win that silver cup just the same. Give me some pointers, said Teddy G. This game you play is new to me. The Bears were coached in every rule, and they both caught on like boys at school. The Bowery boys, in a little while, came on the lot in baseball style. They read off rules to the other 9 and helped lay out the diamond line. In size, they said, among themselves, these Roosevelt Bears are number 12s. But the Bowery captain bet his hat that neither bear could pitch or bat. This game, he said, is as good as won. We'll beat those fellows 10-1. A Bowery boy went to the bat while the other 8 on some lumber sat to watch the play and wait their turn and see the bears their fingers burn. Teddy B, as catcher in mask and pad, met every ball, both good and bad. With snap and skill so sure and quick, he seemed to know the baseball trick. While Teddy G, at the pitcher's box, put balls to bat like hammer knocks. And with curves so neat and twists so new, the fielders hadn't a thing to do, for not a boy could make a hit, and one by one the plate they quit. Said Muddy Pete, their cake is dough, and he marked the score a great big O. It's our turn now, said Teddy B. We'll let those Bowery fellows see. that the team that wins this game today will make their score by honest play. And of all the batting that was ever done, in games that lost or in games that won, in timing hits and in making base, and in running home in the wildest race, this play that day of the Roosevelt Bears beat baseball records everywheres. They knocked that ball so hard and high, above the clouds up in the sky, that while it tarried out of sight, the Bears went round with all their might. And scored so fast for that silver cup that Muddy Pete could scarce keep up. 9 innings each they didn't get, for the Roosevelt Bears would be batting yet if the Bowery Boys hadn't stopped the score at naught for them to 64.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle has earned its place in history and has come to a final stop.